Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but within reason. Okay, so what are we talking about today, guys? We're talking about how men can make the first move and men expressing feelings. Okay, so my definition of making the first move would be the initial, you know, confessing feelings or asking someone out or anything, because I feel the dating is just awkward these days. Current dating is just weird. It's just weird. And it's getting weirder. My guy friends tell me that it does feel awkward to make the first move, because they might come across like a weirdo, which that does happen. So I'm going to go through some tips that I have for you guys and what not to do and what is good to do. Okay, so hopefully this is helpful to you. I'm a sucker for helping you guys out because I have brothers, so I know y'all are. So first thing I actually do want to talk about really quick is, so I read some articles about how a study was done that women that make the first move are luckier in love, which I want to point out to you guys is, don't dismiss us shy girls. You might be surprised. To this day, I cannot ask a guy out because I'm too dang shy. So even though I'm sorry about the noise. So one thing I'd like to point out, guys, if these women are lucky in love, that's cool. But yeah, to this day, I can't ask a guy out because I'm too dang shy. I would, like, sweat and, like, get really red, so I understand where guys are coming from. When it's, like, the move, it's, like, really nerve-wracking. I'm really good at asking guys to hang out and initiate a chit-chat, but I'm really bad at, I just can't do it. So every guy I've ever, like, dated, it's always been, like, a gradual process because I can't do that. But it's funny because I'm very gutsy, but in that situation, I'm not. So I like to point out to you guys is that, remember, you want a nice girl. You don't want a girl that's a lustful control freak that's going to be a psycho ex, possibly, eventually. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know if it's always good for the woman to make the first move. They may seem luckier in love initially, but remember, America has a high divorce rate for a reason. So now, if you're a woman and you're watching me, because clearly this is a video for the dudes, and if it's worked out for you, power to you. I mean, sometimes it does genuinely work out, but I think that it should be mutual, and yeah, it depends on your definition of what first move is. And I think that not dating until the one is a really bad idea, because you could end up dating or being within a relationship with someone that you aren't really compatible with, you realize down the long haul, and you're like, dang, I should have dated more. You see what I'm saying? So we have to be careful with that. So, all right, guys. So what do we do with the way dating is? So our dating culture these days, I feel like, is ridiculous, where it's like become too much of a competition, where it's like, you know, ask me out or ask, you know, everyone's fighting for each other's attention, which is just, it's just weird. It's just weird. And so regarding these tips that I have, I want you guys to get in touch with your inner man and, like, don't be so silly and so dramatic. Sometimes you guys are so dramatic. Okay, so I'm going to go through some tips here. So regarding in person or even on the phone, because I have personal experience with this, regarding in person or even on the phone, right? Okay, let's say you confess your feelings or you want to, like, ask someone out and you've been, like, really chicken to and you don't know how to say it because, you know, you're numb or whatever. Okay, so you can say this. I'll give you some phrases for you guys, okay? Okay, so you could say something like, I think you're such an amazing, great girl, and I developed some feelings for you. I didn't plan on having these feelings. It just kind of happened, and I was wondering if you would be willing to give me a chance to go out with me. But if you don't feel the same way, then I'll respect that, and I won't pressure you. But I just wanted to let it out because it was bothering me. You know what I'm saying? If you phrase things that way, it's in a way that you're letting your feelings out, but you're not pressuring her to reciprocate. Because remember, guys, you want things to be mutual, right? And you don't want, like one of my girlfriends told me, I don't want to convince a woman to want to be with me. So some women, you know, if they're caught off guard by this, they might say, I need some time to think this out, right? But if they're just not feeling it, they're just not feeling it, and you don't want to force it, because if you do force it, you will lose respect from her, and that's not what you want, right? So keep that in perspective, guys, okay? But it's good to put this out there because you're letting it out, but you're not pressuring her, okay? And this is a good way. It's very peaceful. This is a good way to do it. I recommend you guys doing it. No one has done this to me, but I recommend you guys doing this, okay? Also, guys, please don't say, don't push it and ask a girl, why can we work out? Me. Okay, because when you say things like that, this is coming across that you're talking in your lustful sex drive, and it will turn off a woman. I'm telling you that right now. This happened to me twice. Okay, so don't do that. Please, okay? If you want to know, okay? But don't say it like that. If you say it like that, it just seems like you're pushing it too much. You can say something like, no pressure, I'm just curious, why do you feel this way? Because this happened to one of my guy friends. He called me and told me about his date, and I told him, well, why don't you ask her like nicely? Just say, I'm just curious, why do you feel this way? That way it's non-pressuring. And then she gave an honest response. So I recommend you guys saying it that way, okay? It doesn't sound pressuring, and you're just asking for mere curiosity. And you also, you know what I'm saying? So that would be better. If you're just curious, you know, if you want to try and be persistent, you could say, you know, I'd really appreciate if you could just give me a chance. I know, you know, something like that, you know, but if not, I understand, you know, you could try that. But again, try not to push it too much. You never know. Sometimes maybe feelings could change. You could hang out later and be friends, and then the feelings developed. You never know. You see what I'm saying? There's so many variables, but I just don't want you guys to seem like too needy and desperate. Okay. So just keep that in mind. Okay. Keep in perspective with rejection communication, no matter if you're a woman or a man or, you know, whoever. I don't recommend people saying, I'm not interested. It comes across rude, harsh, mean, and lacking in empathy. Because think about it. Every person that you say, I'm not interested, meh, you know, it just sounds like that's somebody's sister, that's somebody's brother. People still have hearts. People are still human beings. You don't want to be hurtful, because remember, you could be the one that receiving that same verbally expressing, and that's just it can be mean, you know. So it's important to be respectful, and you gain more respect from people by not talking like that, okay? So I recommend people saying things more like for example, so if a nice girl, personally I think that nice girls would say, that's really flattering, but I don't think of you in that way, or I need to think about it. Or what I always say to guys is, if I don't think of him that way, I say, I really appreciate your guts and I'm really flattered. I don't think of you in that way, but just because I don't think of you in that way doesn't mean another girl will think the same way, you know. That's how I approach it, and most guys really appreciate my response and they respect that and they don't push it. So I recommend nice girls to say that. I don't know if any women are watching me right now, but I think nice girls should say that, because remember, people still have hearts. And like I said, you want a nice girl. You don't want, and if a girl is a jerk, she's clearly not worth your time being a friend or a girlfriend, right? Okay, also with the confessing feelings, and you want to make a move on a girl, you know, with the whole like initiating how to ask them out and you're nervous as heck, I really recommend you guys practice this speech with some married friends or friends that are in a serious relationship, okay? Especially female friends that are like clearly sisters, that you're like sister friends, that you're like never going to cross the boundary, and you never did cross the boundary with. Make sure that there's no feelings whatsoever of you ever wanting to, you know, want to be intimate with them and want to date them, because that's just weird. But I encourage you to do that, because the people in the serious relationships or the people that are married can give you encouragement and feedback for your little speech. And then practice it, and they can tell you how it comes across, because you don't want to accidentally come across the wrong way where you come across aggressive or your sex drive lustfulness, you know, is unconsciously speaks out, because sometimes you guys do this unconsciously by accident, you know, even if you don't mean to. So this is a good thing to do, okay? I recommend you guys doing that. Okie dokie. So for you shy guys, so if this is too straightforward for you, where you're like, Anna Marie, I can't do that. Oh my God, I'd freak out. And I would freak out too. Although I will say I have confessed feelings for a guy from before, but that was after we were friends first. So I felt more comfortable in that situation, because I just felt comfortable with him. So I felt okay doing that. But I get it, how it can be really like nerve-wracking. I'll tell you a really funny story. When I was in high school, this will make you feel better. When I was in high school, I had this humongous crush on this handsome senior, and I was a freshman in high school. I could not ask him to homecoming to life, mate. And my friend was like, Anna, just ask him. I'm like, I can't. I just can't. I'm too shy. And so she asked him for me. And she's like, my friend's really shy. She can't ask you, but I'm asking for her. And then he was very nice and said, thank you. That's really sweet. I would go out with you, but I can't. Like, I already have a date. But if I didn't have a date, I would have gone with you. So I get it. It's kind of a funny story. So I feel your pain. Okay, so an alternative way, okay, to avoid being so direct because it's nerve-wracking to, like, confess feelings or, like, make a move in that sense, right? Have you guys seen the movie You've Got Mail? Okay, if you haven't seen that movie yet, I recommend you guys watch it, okay? So think of it as, like, honey, you've got mail, right? So it's, like, he was kind of asking her out, but, like, not. Because initially he didn't like her. But then he was like, dang, I like her, you know? So they end up just, like, spending time together, and it was just very flowy. It was, like, more like natural friendship. And she's like, oh, you want to go do this? You want to go here with me? You want to go here with me? And she's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was just natural. And then they end up spending a lot of time together. But then again, you don't want to assume, right? Because in this day and age, and current dating, it's awkward, right? So I recommend you guys starting off that way. Like I said in another video, you could do, like, a game night is really casual and chill, and you can kind of see the person's true colors and have more fun with them, like playing chess or a board game or ping pong or pool. You know, something very chill, you know what I mean? That's non-pressuring feeling. The person, both you guys can feel relaxed and just go with the flow, right? And then maybe with some alcohol later, you can kind of, like, make a subtle move and, like, kind of ask if they're, like, seeing anybody. Are they dating anybody? You know, like, just make it very nonchalant. You can practice this speech with, like, some married friends or friends in a serious relationship to see how it comes across. And then you can make a move, like, oh, hey, how about, you know, possibly we'll go out, you know, after that initial stage. This is a way that you can kind of test the waters, because if you're shyer, because I feel, as a shyer person and 40% introvert, I feel more comfortable confessing feelings to a guy after I've gotten to know the basics of him, which has not worked out for me well. But by testing the waters, if they're seeing anybody, you hang out with them. Because you just never know, guys. This nice girl that you're hanging out with, she could know a nice girl that could be your soulmate, too. You see what I'm saying? So keep that in perspective, okay? Another tip, guys. Making a move online. Okay, this has happened to me, and I want you guys to pay attention, okay? So let's say you're watching someone online, you know, and you kind of got the hots for her, you know, you're kind of feeling her out, and, like, you really like her personality or the way she looks or, you know, whatever, but you don't know how to go about it, okay? In this age of 2020, you do have to be careful because you can seem really, really creepy. This has happened to me. So it's funny because my big brother would have been like, you know, it's like, I got it. So I had this guy email me out of nowhere telling me he had affection for me. He was, like, living in another country. And I'm just like, what in the world? I was like, first, I was like, how did you get my email? I don't even know this. I don't know who you, I don't know how old you are. I don't know what you look like. I may not even be attracted to you in the first place. So I was thinking to myself, you're kind of wasting my time if I don't even, what if I'm not even attracted to you? Then it's just not going to go anywhere. I'm wasting your time. You're wasting my time. It was just creepy. It was just very creepy. And he came across very, very needy and very desperate. And you guys don't want to do that. So I'm going to give you some tips on how you can approach someone online without seeming needy and desperate, okay? Because the last thing you want is to come across needy and desperate by accident, even if that's not your intention, right? And you have that lustful sex drive because biologically you guys do have a higher sex drive. So you don't want to come across that way where it's taking over by accident. So be mindful of that, guys. Okay. So if I were you, okay, so let's say you're, like, watching some, it's tricky with online because of, depending on how popular they are and if they get a lot of attention, you know, there's so many variables, hard to say. So what you can do is, what I would do if I were you is I would make a lot of comments. I would just kind of start following them online and, like, making comments. Oh, like, you're so pretty. But don't make it sound, like, so desperate and, like, too much. You don't want to say, oh, my God, you're so awesome. Or you're, like, the best girl in the world. Or, you want to compliment, but don't come across too much, okay? So, like, yeah, you could say, oh my God, you're so awesome. I really appreciate your post on da 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 da. People like to hear that you appreciate them, right? So if you express an appreciation, girls like that. Nice girls like that. So it's like, oh, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy, right? And you kind of catch them, you kind of melt their heart that way. So you could say, well, I really appreciate your post on XYZ, or I really appreciate your quote that you posted XYZ, or your picture is really flattering to you. It really brings out your eyes, you know, really brings out your hair, you know, something that's complimentary, but that's not coming across too strong. You see what I'm saying? Get some friends, like I said, ask some married friends or friends in a serious relationship some advice on this too, because that's really helpful. On that situation. Okie dokie. So that's what I would do if I were you, starting off that way. And then after you built up those layers of those things, you could also send them an email maybe if you can and just say, hey, I've been following along with you for a while. You seem like such a cool person. I'd love to talk with you if you have a chance. Okay. If you approach things that way, it's more natural. It's more organic. It doesn't come across too strong where it's going to creep a woman out, okay? Because online is a tricky fine line, because with online, it's just so tricky nowadays because, my brothers would get really protective of me, and I get protective of myself because as a woman, we do have to be careful nowadays. So, but there are cases I've met some people that have met people online randomly out of nowhere due to social media, and then it's all worked out, but I believe there's like a way to do it, you know. It depends on the girl. There's so many things case by case, but I feel like these tips I'm sharing with you would be much more helpful than some of the, like if you just say to the girl out of nowhere, do you mind if I email you out of nowhere, and you've never even expressed any interest or things like that before, it just, to me, it comes across a little strong, like needy and desperate, where it's like, dude, I don't even know you, you know, like I don't know what you look like, I don't know your age, I don't want to date someone in their 50s and 60s, you know. Like, I want to date someone that's like a millennial. So, see what I'm saying? So, there's a lot of perceptions that can happen and assumptions that can happen with online. So, there's a tricky thing. So, those tips, I think, that would be helpful for you, okay? Okay, guys. So, with regarding intimidation, it's funny because my mentor works in the mental health industry, and she was telling me some men might be intimidated by me. I was like, really? And I asked like my guy friends, I was like, am I intimidating? He's like, no. He's like, some guys might think you're intimidating because you have your stuff together, but I don't. I'm not intimidating, you know. So I think you guys, some of you great guys, sell yourself short, you know, and don't do that because you could miss out on a great girl. And like I said, don't dismiss the shy girls because, you know, sometimes the women that are aggressive, if you watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, the women that are aggressive don't necessarily have your best interest in heart. And also, they might be turned into psycho exes. So be careful with that. There's, you know, with the type of girls showing the first move all the time, I'm not sure if it's always a good idea. So, keep those things in perspective because I'm looking out for you guys. I had a guy friend that had a gal friend that threatened to commit suicide because he didn't want to go out with her, which was absolutely ridiculously psycho. And you don't want to end up in that kind of situation, right? So there's that psycho manipulation that can really damage you psychologically. So you got to be really careful, okay? So, but don't be intimidated by some nice girls that have their stuff together because they might turn out to be the love of a lifetime and you miss out on, you know, and you sold yourself short because of that. You see what I'm saying? But just, you know, try to be confident. Do some self-confidence talk in the mirror. Get some pep talk from men talk if that's what you need, right? And don't overthink it. You guys overthink a lot. But hopefully these tips were helpful for you because I know I have some guy friends that are struggling. If you need some more tips, I can come up with some more. Because I just try to think of, like, how I'd want a guy to approach me, you know? Please do like, subscribe, and comment below, please, when you have a chance. Hopefully this video was helpful. And speaking from the little sister with big brothers, you handsome guys can make a move, and it is not that big of a deal. Don't be so dramatic. Okie dokie. So I believe in you. You can do it. You can do it. Okay. So if you need a pep talk, you can email me at pursuingcompatibility@gmail.com. If you're like kind of fancying a girl and you don't know how to go about it and you don't want to seem like a creep, you can email me and ask me how it is perceived, or you can ask some married friends or people in such relationships and they can help you out. Okie dokie. Alrighty. And that's all I got for you right now. Multiple hugs a day, freaking this way, and hope you had a nice memorable weekend. Okie dokie, sayonara, Eugenie signing out. Bye.